Kiss 95.1.
You bet it is. And your ears are now stuck with us for the next 4 hours.
They're going to tune out in like 10 minutes.
Nah. Bro.
You've got 4 hours of nothing but the MRL show in your face.
We're fun to hang with sometimes.
Occasionally, yeah.
Saw our big boss Walter yesterday.
Oh, how's he doing? Big fan of the show?
Manny, what happened to your ratings in July? I said, I don't know, boss. We were on vacation. People went on vacation. Well, not every station did like you did.
I know. It's hard to use that excuse when other people go off.
Yeah. So listen, if you're a fan of the MRL show, we're asking you to never stop listening. Yeah. Like even when you go on vacation.
Yep. Or if you, you know what I've been, what I should do is every time someone says they're moving away, screenshot it and send to our boss. Be like, they're moving away. I don't know.
Although I was just reading that they're going to finally do the 485 toll lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have express toll lanes now. They're there. They're just not operational.
Yeah.
And the article said, sorry, Lauren, the article said that 43 new people moved to Charlotte a day.
Yeah. I know a lot of people had like a pushback on that. Like they weren't comfortable with an express toll lane. But let me tell you something. They have it in Florida and it is the best thing. I'll pay the $1.25 to go around traffic. Like I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but the good news is you don't have to. But first of all, you don't even know where 485. You couldn't point to 485 on a map.
All right. Yes, I could. 45.
Which is 485?
Well, 485 is a circle. So it doesn't matter what direction I point in. I'll point to it.
Very good. 485 is the
circle.
Looking
at the map. Well, that kind of looks like a circle. What about this one?
Yeah. 485. That's right. Yeah. But 43 new people, Roy, are moving here a day. That means we have 43 new people a
day. I read a different number.
What'd you hear?
60.
I like that number better.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like a bigger city.
I know. That's why I thought 43 was a weird number.
I read 60 a day. That was whatever SOC posted.
Oh, yeah. Well, they lie. They've been known.
No, they haven't.
We got a lot going on today, you guys. We have money for you at 8 a.m. this morning with our commercial-free cash. Hopefully, you heard the three numbers at 8, noon, and 4 yesterday. Add them up. Caller 9. Bang, you get that amount.
So I saw the video of Lauren's son saying words for the first time, and I loved it. I watched it like 40 times on replay, and it was mainly because of Cash's face at the end, because you get so excited for him saying a word, and he's like, I've been trying to talk to you for like ever. You're just now understanding me?
Yeah, his face is like, what? Like, yeah. What did I do?
What's the big deal?
Mama, yay! Cashin, yay!
See, this is the problem. Cashin as
mama, yay!
Loren says, has told us before, Cashin has what's known as delayed speech.
Yes.
It's because you cut him off.
I got excited. I'm like tearing up right now talking about it because he's 22 months. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sorry, I got really excited, Cash. You haven't said anything to me for 22 months of your life.
Cash came over to see baby Ruby last week, and Cash was like, hi, baby. And Lorraine goes, Cash goes, hi, baby. Lorraine goes, do you see baby Ruby? I go, Lorraine, he was just saying hi, baby Ruby. Well, good for you. We're super happy. What a cool moment.
Yeah, it that really was. Cool and moment. It was cool to like catch it on video, too.
Because you found out while you were gone that he was doing that?
So I thought, like, he babbles a lot. He talks. He uses his voice. He just doesn't use words. He uses his own language. So I thought I heard it before I left, and I was like, I'm probably just making stuff up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he said it a couple times while I was gone, and then I came home, and he wouldn't stop saying it. And I was like, yeah.
No dad, 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 dad yet.
No, he's done the dad, dad, dad.
Okay.
But I've never really. He said mama once when he was like 8 months, and then it went away and never came back.
Yeah.
Hmm. He's looking away, and then the ring cuts him off.
Mama, yay!
And then he just stares at Lorraine like, Mom.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Our speech therapist told us to make a big deal about it when he says something,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Make sure he knows that, hey, I need to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So I kind of had a similar moment with Dean, five years old. He goes, Dad, I know how to spell ball. And he spelt it. And I was like, that's awesome.
Wow.
That's like the next step mm-hmm. in just life is like now he's going to be in kindergarten. They're going to learn spelling, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, B-A-L-L. And I said, that's great. I said, Dean, I'm going to freak you out. You can spell another word by changing one letter. He's like, what? I said, change the A to a U and you have bull, like bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldozers. Yeah. And he goes, or the bull. Yeah, or the bull.
Or the bull.
We were playing Bull Matador in the pool the other day, in the kiddie pool. He goes, Dad, pretend you're the Matador guy, and I'm going to be the bull, and I'm going to come at you. So it's just...
Like, what five-year-old knows what a Matador is?
I'm like Googling,
by the way.
Yeah. I'm like trying to figure out what a Matador is.
I think he said Mantador.
Okay. But okay. He still knew, like, yeah. You know, what he was
watches
talking
stuff.
About.
You know, he sees stuff in movies, and he never forgets it.
Right.
So it's like there's families all around the pool, and we're in the middle. And I'm going, ole, ole, and he puts his fingers up on his head like a bull. But he starts all the way over at the other side of the pool. So it takes him a good 30 seconds to get to me walking through the kiddie pool. But that's awesome, Loren. But I mean, milestone moments as parents are just, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, the fact that it didn't come until he was 22 months old, like, some people take it for granted that your kid starts talking at 8 months or 9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we waited what felt like forever for that word.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
I was so happy for you.
Thank you.
We have a lot going on today. We got War of the Roses for you. I made my jean shorts yesterday. That was a conversation.
Oh, did you really?
That happened late in the show.
The jorts are here.
The jorts are here.
Oh.
So I'll do that. I figure, what do you want? I mean, we should probably do it at 9 because that's when we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
We need to keep it consistent with the audience, yeah. People don't even know what the hell we're talking about right now.
Yeah, so yesterday I told everybody that producer Nicole is my go-to fashion person because whenever I ask Amanda something, she says, ask Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole's got swag. Nicole's got style. I said, all right. So I asked Nicole about the jean shorts thing because I cut a pair of my old jeans into shorts, and she's like, only a certain amount of people can pull it off, and let's see if you can. So I'll do a fashion show at 9.
Good.
I'm not wearing them now. I'm going to do a full...
Okay, full change.
I bet it's, like, not level, and it's all messed up, and he had, like, a difficulty cutting it.
I cut it on the kitchen counter last night.
You know, like, how you can sloppy cut wrapping paper? Uh-huh. That's what I feel like it's George's.
Is
I posted a picture at the MRL show. You can go look on our Insta story.
I'm into that.
Me
so
too.
You can go peek at the MRL show on our Insta story. So the fashion show will happen. We got to play audio for you of this awesome LA City Council meeting where there's a new ordinance about stopping house parties, new laws against house parties. And these two guys go to the City Council meeting and they kind of do like a surfer voice. we'll play it for you. It's hilarious. They're two comedians that are just joking with the City Council people.
Good. And can we get Cashton's video up? I think that's so cool. I want to get that up on our Insta.
You have to ask his mom. You looked at
Well,
Nicole.
She posted it up on hers, so I figured we could just steal it from that. I'm not just continuing not to ask permission.
Cutting out the middleman.
Can we post it?
Course,
I want everyone to see it. It was such a cool moment.
I posted it on Kiss Loren 951 too. But yeah, we'll definitely get it up on at the MRL show.
Such a cool moment, man. I don't even have kids, but I'm living like all the cool moments through you people.
You have nieces.
Yeah, I have nieces. I know. And I don't, I think I'm like, I like this. I like being the uncle and hearing the story with Cashton and Dean and now Ruby. Mm-hmm. This is good for me.
Good.
I don't have to clean up poop.
Live vicariously through us. Yeah.
By the way, Nicole and Roy still have not come over to see baby Ruby.
Why are you rehashing stuff?
I'm just saying, because Roy just brought it up.
We're having a good day. We need to plan something, bud.
Okay. Sounds good. Just let me know when you want to plan.
I just asked you.
Yes, and I couldn't answer. I forget
so
why.
So you can't even give us an available date?
Oh, no. Nicole asked for Loren.
No. I said, when can we?
We're connected.
Oh, okay.
We're going together.
Okay. All right. We'll figure out a day. I promise. We'll get some pictures up of you two holding baby
Ruby.
Does
she want to go to Pride?
Ruby?
Yeah. She can't go
she
out
can't
for
leave
6 weeks.
Yeah,
she can't
leave
take
the
her
house.
Around a crowd like that.
She's already been to Target, and I took her.
That's okay. Nobody touches her at Target.
And we went to Costco.
Yeah, that's okay. But you take her to Pride, everyone's going to want to hold her, and you can't take her.
Yeah, I wouldn't let anybody hold her.
Yeah, you keep her in a bubble for now.
You
she's
be a,
new.
She
can
stays
it be
in a
rainbow?
Bubble for
can
6 weeks,
Can it be
weeks,
a rainbow
people.
Bubble for Pride?
Yes, it can. You can be a total, like, man package with, like, the, like, daddy book bag.
Yeah.
And, like,
speaking of Pride, did I tell you the stupid thing I did? I wanted to buy some LGBT shirts to wear to Pride. So you know the universal sign for a female? It's the circle with the lines. Mm-hmm. So I saw two circles with the lines, and I thought that meant for men. And so I bought it so I can wear, like, me and Sterling, but it's the universal sign for women.
You got the wrong sign.
I got the wrong sign. So I'm going to be wearing, like, a pro-lesbian shirt at Pride, which is fine. I am pro-lesbian. Don't get me wrong.
You're pro-everything.
I'm pro, but I meant to be pro-gay men.
Yeah.
Is what I meant.
Here's what your shirt should look like. Just a bunch of circles all together with, like, lines through it because you cover everything.
Right, cover it
all,
man.
There you go. Just add to it, Roy.
Might as well.
Let's get a Sharpie.
So I'll have to wear that.
Yeah, if you guys are going to be out of Pride this weekend, look out for the MRL show.
Right.
Round and about.
I'm going to try to sneak on stage.
Good. I like when you try and sneak.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll tell you about this. There's so much. I read a bad trip advisory review about the beach and more specifically about the sand at the beach.
Okay.
Okay. So we can do that. And I got to play the audio from the awesome LA County Council meeting. We'll do it all coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
All right. It's Choose Your Own Radio Show. Remember those books, Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yes.
You want the TripAdvisor complaint about the beach or the audio of the city council meeting where two comedians go in and talk about house parties?
Audio of the house committee.
We can't have both?
No, we don't have time.
Okay, then the house.
Okay, you're going to love this. So there's two comedians. I guess LA is trying to outlaw house parties in Hollywood. So Chad and JT, these two comedians, step up to the podium and they deliver a message to the very serious LA City Council.
Identify yourself.
What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm an actor.
It's already funny.
What up, Council?
Chad Kroger. That's the dude from Nickelback.
How do you make up the name?
Chad Kroger. That's from Nickelback. That's the guy from Nickelback.
Funny.
And then just think about this. While he's talking, his buddy is still in the wings waiting to say his piece just when they think they're done with it. Because other people are lined up to bring issues.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Identify yourself.
What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm an activist and house party enthusiast. Over the past week, I've been in a state of deep despair upon hearing the news that LA is trying to outlaw house parties in the Hollywood Hills. I am here determined to stop this future atrocity. House parties were the bedrock of my development as a young man in San Clemente. My first introduction to manhood came when the captain of my water polo team, Boomer Kingsley, asked me to shotgun a tall can of Bud Light in front of the whole squad at his end of the season bash. His parents were in Tahoe at the time, so we tore that weekend up. It was epic, and I was super stoked.
Okay. Oh, mind you, the city council members are just sitting there looking at him.
Like, they have to think they're being punked at this point.
Everybody has the right to speak. It's an open forum, you know?
Could you imagine if we were on the council?
You ready for more?
Yes.
My newfound confidence gave me the courage to ask out the most popular girl in school, Lauren Stockholder, to prom that year. She rejected me, and I had to go with Stacey McMillan. But I didn't care because I was so amped on chugging with my boys. That's what house parties do. Raging at house parties is the truest
way.
Thank you.
Next speaker, please come and identify yourself.
Your time's up, sir.
Oh, geez, it's a time thing?
Well, they did give him a minute. I guess you have to have a minimum of a minute.
Oh, and then they can stop you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess.
So
I don't know.
That's
it's
so
like America's
good.
Got Talent where they hit the buzzers.
Oh, I love that. I love that guy. I asked Katie Johnson out. She said no. But then I asked out Jennifer. And you know they're his friends.
Sure, of course. And you said there was someone behind him ready to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. They're not done.
Okay.
It's literally Manny and Roy. Like, you two would totally
we would do this. We would do
this. This is so funny. It's so funny. My head hurts from laughing. All right, listen to this.
Okay. What up, Council? My name is JT Parr. I am also here to defend parties in the Hollywood Hills. I grew up like most kids, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands. I discovered I was great at raging, and it revealed wonderful things about myself. I could relate to bros, regardless of what kind of bro they were. I could be at a party and moon people, and everyone would laugh, you know, be witty.
You know.
Or I could play beer pong and compete with real integrity. In short, I fulfilled my potential. If you outlaw house parties, you may keep the volume down, but an externality is that you may keep people from bonding. America needs bonding. People need to put aside their differences and find common joy.
Amen.
There's no more effective environment for that than a freaking rager. This is the best exemplified in me and Chad's relationship. We were star-crossed. He a surfer, me a bodyboarder.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to welcome you to L.A. Council's Bill and Ted's excellent adventure.
Oh, I don't get the end. Bill and Ted.
It's a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've never seen Bill and Ted? Oh,
no,
gosh.
No.
That makes us old.
So I guess Chad and JT, these comedian guys, congratulations. That was super funny.
Oh, that really was.
Do we do that stuff here in Charlotte? Like, is there, do we, can I say whatever I want at the council?
Yeah, I think there's an open forum. Absolutely. You have to just go.
Oh, you just opened a can of worms. Watch out, city of Charlotte.
Here comes Roy.
Well, firstly,
I'd like to say that the MRL Morning Show is the best radio show that's ever been existed on Kiss 95.1 is how I'm going to introduce myself.
We actually own two streets.
Yeah, we're proud to clean it up once a year. I know you want us to do four times a year, but that's a lot of work.
Just go back and complain about that. I feel like the picker-upper stick was inadequate.
Yeah, I feel like some people hate our radio show so much they pollute our roads on purpose.
That's right.
And I like how the second guy was like, you could tell he knew he was coming to his end too, so he like sped up what he was saying.
yeah, because you got 60 seconds. Yeah. There's a bunch of these like on YouTube clips of funny guys, and some of them not so funny, just like belligerent guys at city council meetings. One guy in Kansas I was watching was trying to tell people to legalize prostitution.
What?
And to legalize like dirty massage parlors.
He says it would
stop trafficking, like sex trafficking. That was his
really?
A to B.
Okay.
And
they
let him go on and on and on.
So more than a minute?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
In Kansas you get two, I think. Because you talk slow.
Hey, I like to talk about the sex trafficking problem we got here in Kansas.
Yeah. You should do that in Charlotte. I had our mics turned down low. Sorry about that, because we were laughing so hard. Nobody could hear our last 2 minutes. All right, Lauren, are you ready for the dirty?
Hey, sure.
That's the best ratings we've ever had.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
By the way, Nicole, it's Chad Kroeger. Can you put that video up at kiss95.1.com so everybody can see what we did? Thanks, bro. Rager.
All right. So new details are coming out about the night that Demi Lovato had overdosed. And now they're saying that the OxyContin that she was taking was laced with, I think it's fentanyl. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is how far removed I am from drugs. I didn't even know you could lace OxyContin. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. But she was working with a quote-unquote drug dealer since April, and he was at the house the night that she had overdosed, given her these OxyContins, and then fled the scene once he realized that she was breathing heavy. So this is the same drug that killed Prince and Little Peep. So now, obviously, this is going into a bigger investigation than what was originally thought.
All right, who laced my drugs? Can you imagine? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, by the way, she flew to Chicago, and she's receiving specialist treatment there. Now, Joe Jonas, he spares no expense when it comes to his birthday. He celebrated his 29th birthday over the weekend.
At Nelly's?
In Miami. It was him, his fiance, Nick, and they dined in Miami and then moved over to Story Nightclub where they ran up a $10,000 bar bill.
Lorraine has done that at the same place.
They ordered $10,000 worth of Don Julio, champagne, and vodka. So while they were, you know, sipping their champagne all night, expensive champagne, Joe and Sophia were all smiles and cuddled up together. Now, Demi Moore, she has three kids of her own, and we expected her to be really good with kids, but I didn't expect her to be one heck of a midwife. Her best friend says that she was in the delivery room for all four of her children's birth and helped her through it. Not only that, but took over for the doctor at some point during one of her child's births. So that is your dirty for now.
Hey, we've got night tickets all week long, and we should give away a pair. We should play a game, though. You guys feeling a game?
I love games.
Let's do two truths and a lie. In other words, there's three of us in here. Two of us will tell the truth. One of us will be lying about something that we did this summer. 704-570-9595 to play the MRL show, summer version, two truths and a lie for your Charlotte Knights tickets.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
In please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's called Two Truths and a Lie, which, by the way, make sure you're also listening in about an hour from now, a little over an hour from now, giving away free money, commercial-free cash.
That's no lie.
That's no lie. That's not part of the game yet. Two truths and a lie. There's two people telling a truth, one person telling a lie, and Christy and Charlotte, it is all up to you to figure out who is the liar and who is telling the truth.
Hey. I already know who's lying, so let's get started.
Whoa!
She's that good.
Hey, Christy. So we'll go around the room. We're going to talk about something that happened to us over the summer. Charlotte Knights tickets on the line. Loren, you go first in two truths and a lie, if you would.
Okay. Coming back from summer vacation, I left my husband in another country.
Hmm. Now, Christy, we're going to ask you not to respond until the end, okay?
Okay.
All right. There's Loren's lie.
In another,
or truth.
Or truth, right. In another country, I barricaded myself from the police.
There's Roy's lie.
Or truth.
At the Cam Newton kickball celebrity tournament that I MC every year, I accidentally kicked Cam in the shin and thought maybe I would have injured his football career.
Now, is that a lie?
He wasn't happy.
Was that a truth?
Okay.
All right. So, once again, we'll go around the room. Loren, you got?
I left my husband in another country.
I barricaded myself from the police in another country.
I kicked Cam Newton in the shin.
I think the only person telling the truth right now is Manny.
The only person telling the truth is Manny?
Yeah.
Now remember,
two people
are going to be telling the truths.
Two truths and a lie. I got it. Okay,
yep, you're looking for the lie.
The lie is Loren.
Ooh. Loren, are you lying?
No, I am telling the truth.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yep, we actually talked about that on the air.
Yep.
Late in the show one day, so no big deal, Christy, if you didn't hear it. Of course, there's always the podcast.
I left my husband in Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Now, but the good thing for you, Christy, is now you got a 50-50 shot. You got someone's telling the truth, someone's telling the lie. Let's to do it one more time. I barricaded myself from the police in another country. Manny?
Now, I kicked Cam Newton in the shin and thought I injured his career.
Who's telling the truth? Who's telling the lie?
I still think Manny's telling the truth.
Manny, are you telling the truth?
I can't lie. I can lie. No, I didn't kick Cam Newton in the shin. I'm careful to stay away from Cam at all times, barring any injuries when we're around him. But
right.
I was the liar. Roy was telling the truth. What was your story?
We heard loud banging and like what sounded like police radios outside my hotel door. And we thought that we were going to be arrested for being gay in another country. Come to find out, it was just housekeeping. So,
and they wanted to know why they tore up the room.
Yeah.
We're like prepared to fight to the end.
Oh, Christy, you didn't win. But wait, it doesn't matter because we're going to give you the tickets anyway.
Yay! You guys are so awesome. I'm a Charlotte Hornets honeybee, so I never get time to go and do anything on my own. So I'm so excited to go to the Knights game.
Oh, yay!
You know, Lorenza, fellow honeybee,
honeybee,
alum.
Yeah, no, that's a lie. I'm just kidding. I'm a nurse.
That's good.
That was good.
That's good. I believe that.
I did too. Loren was already looking you up on the computer.
I was like, Rolodex. I don't think I know her.
Christy, the game is on Friday, and it's an afternoon game, 12:05, and they're transforming the stadium into a water park at BB&T Ballpark. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Awesome, because I'm taking my 11-year-old son, so we're going to have a great time.
Good. Make sure you tell him that we gave you the tickets. Don't lie and tell people that you bought them. Like,
okay.
We want to be the 11-year-old's hero.
I will, definitely. I'll come by and hope to see you guys.
See you, Christy. Alrighty. There she is. Two truths and a lie. That's so funny, Roy. I forgot about that one
that you
barricaded yourself in.
Yeah, we thought they were kind of arrest us for being gay. That was a thing.
See,
Because, you know, there's people from other countries that are at these resorts, and so I thought maybe they saw us, who knows, holding hands or being close. And
it's very strange, too, because some countries are very open.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More open than even the United States when it comes to gay rights. Is that right? I feel like that's right.
Some, but some. I mean, not all. Like,
not all.
Yeah, can't go to Bermuda.
Really?
They're not fans.
Is that true?
They're not fans.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
In like Dominican Republic, where we are, it's like frowned upon. I would say it's like a heavily frowned upon thing, but they have to acknowledge homosexuality because of a treaty with U.S.
Oh, wow.
But still, though, we had the conversation of, hey, if we're walking around at nighttime, mm-hmm. be aware. What if someone is from a different country and hates us, and what if they're going to try to attack us?
Yeah.
Hurts my heart.
Yeah, it was a real thing. So then when we were, hearing the bangings and hearing the radios outside in the hallway, we're like, oh, here they come.
This is it.
Coming to get the gays. Yep, let's go ahead and hide.
Housekeeping. Who is more paranoid, you or your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
You're very
definitely
dramatic.
Sure. Sterling.
But you're very dramatic.
I am very dramatic, but my mind didn't immediately jump to they're coming to get us. My boyfriend's mind did.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll have more night's tickets actually tomorrow as well.
Still to come.
All right. We found this article. We got to talk about it. It's the sayings that the phrases that you've been saying wrong your entire life, like nip it in the butt.
It's not nip it in the butt?
No.
It's nip it in the bud, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hunger pains.
It's not hunger pains?
It's not.
Oh, you're blowing my mind.
We'll discuss in 10 minutes.
You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's the phrases that you've been saying wrong this whole time, and I'm pretty sure this is going to blow your mind.
Now, of course, we're going to ask you guys, what phrase or what word do you or someone you know have a tough time saying? Mm-hmm. We'll get into that, but go ahead, Ren.
Well, I'm going to get into the ones that really blow my mind, but just an example, regardless versus irregardless. Like, that was a big thing in Florida. Everyone would say irregardless, that's not a word.
That was me for a long time until you two would correct me 80 times.
I like that teachers didn't correct you. It took us to correct you.
Yeah, nobody ain't correcting me.
That Roy Brown's a lost cause.
All right, so Manny, the one that you brought up was nip it in the butt.
Yeah, nip it in the butt.
It is actually nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
Yes, with a D.
I'd much rather nip things in the butt.
Right. I don't want to
nip it. Can I say that?
Yeah, that's
fine. I think
so. I want to nip it in the butt. I don't want to nip it in the bud.
Yeah,
All right, so how about hunger pains, right? Sounds right.
Yeah, I have hunger pains. I'm starving.
It is hunger pangs. P-A-N-G-S.
What the hell's a pang? What's that? I'm serious. What is... I'm Googling it.
Honest to God.
Google.com.
I know that that's the right way to say it. I don't know why.
Hunger pang.
Oh, yeah. A pang is a sudden sharp pain or painful emotion.
Okay.
Well, why can't we just eliminate pang from the vocabulary and keep it pang?
Well, really, they should be interchangeable, right?
The example,
if it means the same thing.
The example was Lindsay experienced a sharp pang of guilt. Well, who says that? No one says
no
pang.
One.
I'm going to
no
start
one.
Saying it. That's going to be my my word of the day.
Maybe like the Queen did back in 1912.
Is Queen Mummy around? Did she used to say that?
I'll tell you what, that one god who snores is a real pang in the ass.
Okay, there it is.
Hey, are you reading Urban Dictionary?
No.
Oh,
let me go to it.
All right, well, Roy pulls that up. These are the sayings that you've been saying wrong this whole time.
Oh, you know, in the Urban Dictionary, it says pang is a term for disrespect. Like, dude, why are you panging me?
that's how I stay relevant. I go to Urban Dictionary.
All right, so some of the other phrases that you've been saying wrong, scapegoat versus escape goat. And, Manny, I heard you say this the other day.
I do it as a joke, though.
Okay.
I know it. I got corrected by a teacher years ago, and I'm always like, you're using me as the scapegoat.
And you know it is scapegoat.
Yes.
It's not escape?
No.
No, it's scape.
What's escape? It's the same thing as pang. What's escape? I'm Googling
Look it
that.
Up in your Urban Dictionary.
What's escape mean?
And then one of the last ones is butt naked. Like, if you are butt naked, you have no clothes on?
Your butt's showing. Of course, you're butt naked.
It is buck naked.
Buck naked?
Yes.
What?
I feel like I just, like, blew your mind. Mind blown.
So, with the scapegoat, it says scape is a long, leafless flower stalk coming directly from a root. How does that make any dang sense?
Go check Urban Dictionary now. Type in scapegoat.
Right, good idea. Scapegoat, Urban Dictionary. I have a feeling it's going to be dirty.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it says escape is when you get with a female that's already married and has kids. What does that have to do with anything?
War of the Roses, busting escapers.
Busting scapegoats.
Oh, man. All right, chime in on these guys. Maybe you got one on your own that will blow us away, something that we all say and we're saying it incorrectly. Like, I know from George Takei from Star Trek, Captain Sulu, that we all say tsunami wrong. Roy, it is?
Tsunami.
Yeah, you pronounce the T.
Oh, really?
Tsunami. Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tsunami.
704-570-9595. Also chime in and tell us, what's the word that you have a hard time pronouncing?
By the way, George Takei also says guacamole fun. He goes, guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
All right, get to us, you guys.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Less than an hour away from giving away cash. Commercial free cash, that is.
Not to be confused with Loren's son, who we're not giving away.
No, we are not giving away my 22-month-old.
Especially now that he's a talker.
That's right. Saying mama, finally.
If you missed that, we played that earlier this morning. We'll play the audio for you again of Loren video and baby Cash talking.
Yes.
So, speaking of Loren, you have an article over there that says there's different statements and things that we're saying wrong, and we've been saying wrong our whole lives.
Right. So, just an example is like, nip it in the butt. It's actually nip it in the bud. Irregardless is not a word. It is regardless.
True.
And yeah. Most of these words I have to Google because I don't like what...
The scapegoat versus scapegoat. It's
Who would have thought?
The correct way to say it is a scapegoat.
And then it's not hunger pains. It's hunger pang.
Mm-hmm.
Pang.
With a G, P-A-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? There was another one.
I just gave it to producer. Oh.
Buck naked.
Oh, yeah. If you're not butt naked, you are buck naked.
But you are butt naked because you're down to your butt.
Right. So what's the things that you say incorrectly? 704-570-9595. Aaron from Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. So what's the thing that you say incorrectly?
Well, when I was in college, I was in a sorority, and my ex-boyfriend was in a fraternity, and he was their philanthropy chair for their philanthropy. But he would always get up in front of people, and he would say philanthropy, like with a T. And it was so funny because everybody would just make fun of him because he would go up there and say philanthropy like 10 times.
Did he know he was saying it wrong? Because I grew up in Pittsburgh and we used to say Keller instead of color.
Yeah.
And my entire life, I had no idea I was saying it incorrectly.
Well, he's from Erie, Pennsylvania. So I don't know if it was just like he had like a speech thing and he couldn't say it right or what. But it would be so funny because we would let him get up there and like say it like in front of all these people at like events and stuff, and then we would just be cracking up when he would sit down, and then he'd be like, "What are y'all laughing at?" I'm like, "Philanthropy."
All right, thanks, Aaron. My dad, I had a Mitsubishi Eclipse when I grew up, and my dad couldn't say Mitsubishi. He said Mitsubishi over and over again, and he was so proud of his son driving. Hey, look at my son's Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even close.
Dad's always, like, my dad wasn't spaghetti, it was sketty.
Yeah. Good thing my dad worked for TWA. Because he wouldn't be able to say the company he worked for. If
it was initials, that was easy enough.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I worked for Easton. No, it's Eastern.
Let's bring in Loren from Charlotte. Hey, Loren.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. You're live with the MRO Morning Show. So what's something that you say incorrectly?
So I just learned this the other day, but everyone says, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but hard is H-E-double-L.
Okay.
It's really not. It's hard as hail, like H-A-I-L.
Is it really?
Oh, hard as hail, like the hail that falls from the sky.
Wait, I thought it was hot as...
about it, but...
No.
Different
yes.
phrase.
If we took a cross-training class, man, it was hard as hail is what she's saying. I would have said H-E double hockey sticks for sure.
Interesting.
Right.
Yes. Thanks, Lauren. Mind blown.
Seriously.
Hard as hail. Interesting. Okay, this is Heather from Blowing Springs. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
I think it's boiling.
Boiling Springs. I thought that was... Mm-hmm.
We have Blowing Rock and Boiling Springs.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi.
You want to clear up where you're from? Or?
Yeah.
It's Boiling.
Boiling. Springs. Okay. We thought that was right. All right.
The one I've had trouble with for over 30 years, my friend told me I was saying it wrong about 2 years ago when we were at a table doing homework with our kids. At the end of a statement of excitement, you put an exclamation point. I've been saying explanation point because I was giving an explanation for years.
Explanation.
Yep.
Oh, like you have to explain something.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That makes sense, though. That's
it
like
does.
That's like butt naked.
Yep.
Man.
Yep, I had no idea.
Yeah.
There
is
Thanks, Heather. You're never too old to stop learning.
No, you're not. So I just thought of another one, the old wives' tale versus the old wives' tale.
Yeah, that's right.
I had no idea. It's an old wives' tale.
Mm-hmm.
I like my language. I like the when I'm messing everything up.
Because you don't feel like you have to correct yourself because it's just the way Roy talks.
Well, no, because every time I talk, I'm going to have to think about it. Like, did I just say that incorrectly? Old wives' tale.
828 texted, okay, my whole life I would say both, B-U-L-T-H, even though I spelt it both. When I moved to North Carolina, a coworker pointed out and said, "You're pronouncing it wrong. Like, hey, the both of you, not the both."
Oh yeah. And some people do the whole washer.
Warsh. My dad was a washer.
Yeah. To wash.
By the way, somebody said, "Is the video of Baby Cash up?" They texted us and wanted to know.
Yeah, it's up. It's up at the MRL show.
Perfect. Okay, go check that out and like us. Become friends with us at the MRL show.
Yeah. We have this thing called a podcast. Because we get it. Life's hard. You can't listen every second of the show. We like to tell our bosses that you do, but it's not true. So you can always get the Kiss 95.1 app, listen to MRL on demand, or subscribe on iTunes.
So the Dirty on the 30 is coming up, and I have to tell you guys why helicopters and cops swarmed Rihanna's home.
Whoa.
You know it's called helicopter?
Helicopter, yes. Excuse me.
Helicopter.
We'll get to it in 8 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Helicopters and cops are sent to Rihanna's house. Swarming Rihanna's LA home. Of course, everyone thinks that there's something horrific going on.
I would expect that, yeah.
Yes. Well, it was a faulty home alarm. So the LAPD, helicopters, all swarming on the Hollywood Hills, all because of a
now
faulty
it's directly over us.
Alarm at her house.
Hang on.
Now,
if my burglar alarm goes off,
right.
One cop comes.
Right.
When Rihanna comes, they send the entire cavalry?
Well, here's the problem is that somebody has broken into Rihanna's home before. And if you remember, it was the guy broke in. He didn't mean to do it. He did mean to do it.
Cool
he didn't
move.
Mean to hurt anybody.
Right.
He was just
was
a
just
super
thirsty.
Fan. Exactly. but now, you know, she's like upped her ante on her alarm system. So occasionally she does get a faulty alarm. She wasn't home at the time. So nobody was there to like confirm or deny that somebody was breaking in. So they just released everything.
So I watched a special on OJ a while back and they were talking to the retired police officers who did the case and... You know, they were like, the fact that anybody thinks it was a setup is crazy. He said, if anything, it's just the opposite. We do whatever we can to protect celebrities because it's bad business. Because especially now that was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But especially now, can you imagine if Rihanna's house got broken into and the cops
didn't
get there
anything?
For like 30 minutes? That's like, so they really, because they know it's going to be big news.
Yeah,
so
it must be nice to have the police respond faster when you're a celebrity.
Well, maybe if CMPD knows that you're Roy from the MRL Morning Show,
must
they'll
be nice.
Send
no.
one more person.
Must be nice to get a better deal.
And by the
deal.
Way, aren't there always cops at his apartment?
I know.
Yeah.
That's all he
police,
talks about.
Cops. There's a whole thing.
I keep calling him to look at him.
I wonder why they don't jump when you call.
Yeah. No, we had break-ins.
Yeah.
Don't want to be catcalled when they come to your house.
Exactly.
Someone robbed me. Okay,
all right. Okay. Calm down.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they're on vacation in Bali, and they had that earthquake scare, but now they're having some fun. And every day that Chrissy is working out, she posts a daily headband of the day. Well, John wanted in on the fun and created an original jingle for the videos.
Oh, we have it?
Oh, we do. Shoot.
All right. Nobody told me.
We got so distracted by the Rihanna story.
I'm sorry.
I get why the cops are out there. They have to really be on top of the celebrities, Roy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You call it favoritism.
I do.
Headband of the day. It's the headband of the day. Push your locks away with the headband of the day.
You know that just like came to him too. He's like, I just, you know, something special for my wifey.
Must be nice to be that talented.
Okay. She said, konnichiwa.
That's what I do. Yeah.
You want me to serenade you? All right. So the MTV VMAs, they're just about a week away. And there's a new category this year that the fans will have a role in to see who wins. Of course, it's the song of the summer. Some of the nominees are Cardi B, I Like It, Maroon 5's Girls Like You, Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa's One Kiss.
I'm loving that song. We just played it.
Yeah. But that, I mean, those did come out at the beginning of the summer. Drake's In My Feelings and then DJ Khaled's No Brainer. No Brainer literally just came out. Yeah. I don't know how that can be considered a song of the summer, but I mean, hey.
Yeah, for it to be a song of the summer, it needs to like be May, June, July.
Right,
like
all summer. Yeah. I want to jam to it all summer. So.
Speaking of the Video Music Awards, did you see? I don't think we talked about it yesterday after we came back. The Oscars added a new category, most popular movie.
No.
In that's hopes cool. to driving more people. And they also want to cut the show down because ratings have been down the last couple of years.
They should. It goes on forever.
Yeah. So
honestly.
Now there's a category, most popular movie.
Yeah.
So that's not the best picture.
It's just most popular.
It's in addition to the best picture.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so Ariana Grande, she did a little Titanic skit with James Corden where they went through the movie and acted it out but put all new music to it. We're going down. I'm yelling timber. You better run. You better
play. Let's make it night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. I am dating Pete Davidson. It's a pretty funny concept.
Yeah.
With Titanic.
Yeah.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. She's got 5 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Strike City on Kiss95.1.
Maria in Mooresville, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren this morning.
Yes.
Have you ever played before?
No.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is in the process of leaving the studio. The door's opening.
The music is on.
And the door has closed. She cannot hear these questions.
All right, okay. Maria, playing for everyone
it's
in
Mariah,
Mooresville.
By the way.
Oh, Mariah.
We're sorry, yes. Mariah.
It's okay.
I feel like we've cheated on you. Here we go, Mariah, in Mooresville. Question one, Anna Kendrick had some words for Ryan Reynolds at the Teen Choice Awards when he beat her for having the best tweets. True or false, she stars in the Pitch Perfect movies.
True.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson couple vacationed with her sister Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons. What sports would both boyfriends be known for playing?
Basketball.
Justin Bieber recently took fiancée Hailey Baldwin to spend time with his family. What country did they go to see his family? Where's he from? Three.
I have no idea.
Two. One. No answer there. Question four. Orange is the New Black made its return for a 6th season. What streaming service can you watch that show on?
Netflix.
And question five. Manifest is a new show on NBC, and it's about a plane that lands 5 years after it takes off. Critics say it's a lot like another TV show about a plane that was lost. What show is that?
Lost.
Come on in, Loren. Ben-em.
It's going to be a tough battle.
How did Maria do?
She got 4 correct.
All right.
All right, Loren. Question one, Andrew Kendrick had some words for Ryan Reynolds at the Teen Choice Awards when he beat her for having the best tweets. True or false, she stars in the Pitch Perfect movies?
True.
Got it 1-1.
And question two, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, they couple vacationed with her sister, Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons. What sport would the boys be known for playing?
Basketball.
2-2.
You think they play pickup?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ladies do your hair. We're going to go and play pickup.
Okay.
Do your makeup. Justin Bieber recently took fiance Haley Baldwin to spend time with his family. What thing? Where is his family from? Where would they go visit? What country?
Canada.
That is correct. Unfortunately, she had no answer for that one. 3-2.
Yes, the Biebs is from Canada, Mariah.
Oh. Oops.
All right. Orange is the New Black made its return for a 6th season. What streaming service can you find that show on?
Netflix. Yeah.
That is correct. It's currently 4-3.
All right. Question 5. Manifest is a new show on NBC about a plane that lands 5 years after it takes off. Critics say it's a lot like another show where a plane was lost. What show is that?
I'm going to say Lost.
Were you going to say that before the clue?
No. Well, yes, but I've never seen Manifest.
It hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
Lorraine? You got that one correct. Final score, 5-4. You got 6 wins. Congratulations.
Maria.
No, Mariah. It's sorry. Mariah. We needed to correct you when you came back.
Sorry, Mariah. I was told Maria before we went on.
incorrect. It's Mariah.
Mariah, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yes, this is Mariah from Mooresville, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Mariah.
Thank you.
Sorry we got your name wrong.
No, you're fine.
All right, have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Commercial-free cash gave you 3 numbers at 8 noon and 4 yesterday. Hopefully you heard them. Hopefully you got the correct math of those because you can win that amount in cash. We'll be giving that away coming up here in 20 minutes. But first, War of the Roses. We are the show, busting cheaters. Got Tina and Nick. However, when we're busting a cheater, we're hearing a bunch of strange noises on the phone.
This one's known as the growler.
And you'll find out why very quickly. War of the Roses coming up less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
So what's going on in your relationship that you feel like you need War of the Roses?
I am getting the sense that my man is not being faithful.
And what gives you that feeling? Has he done anything? Is he acting strange?
Yeah, a little bit. We've been together for 5 years, so this is a long time. He has 2 cell phones, which is a big, big giveaway, I feel like. I don't know why that's necessary. He says it's like a work thing, but he's been at the same place for years. He's never had an extra phone, so that's a little weird. When I try to text him, I don't hear back right away. Like, we haven't really been intimate in a while, like over a month. I just kind of feel like he's going somewhere else to get that.
Why no ring?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think he's just like, he's not super into the institution of marriage, which is okay. I mean, we've talked about it. It's
yeah,
not,
doing
like,
the Oprah Steadman thing.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to get married, I would at least want to know that he still wants to be with me, you know?
All right, Tina wants to find out if her boyfriend Nick is cheating. He's got 2 cell phones, which I think is shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a little shady.
Unless one's a clear company phone, but this day and age, you really don't need 2 phones.
Yeah, you can bundle them together.
No.
And he goes ghost every once in a while. All right, so we'll call Nick. Don't say anything till Loren offers the roses, and then definitely don't say anything until we find out exactly what's on the note, okay?
Okay.
Nick.
Hi, Nick. Just the guy I was looking for. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. You are the winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. That's cool, I guess.
Well, I have a beautiful dozen of romantic red roses here for you to send to someone that you love in your life. It'll just take a moment, and I just need a name and whoever you'd like to send them to.
Okay, so this will just be a quick thing, I guess?
Yep, I don't need a credit card from you, just a name, what you want on the card, and an address.
Oh, okay, this is actually legit. I thought this was just a prank call or something.
No, not a prank.
Okay, all right, well, in that case, why don't you send them to Stephanie, and if you can put on the note, baby be mine, that would be great.
You said baby be mine?
yeah.
Who is Stephanie?
What? Hello? What?
Baby, be mine. What is this? Nick.
Is that Tina?
Nick, that's your girlfriend, Tina. It's Meany, Roy, and Loren.
My voice.
Oh, this is... What is this? What is this? What is happening right now?
It's technically called War of the Roses. Yeah. That's what this is.
Who is this? I don't understand what's happening. Is this somebody that you've been seeing? Is this somebody that you've been seeing behind my back? Is this why you have the second phone? Like, what is going on?
Nick,
what?
Tina thought you were cheating on her, which you sent the note to Stephanie, so this doesn't look great for you.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Are you okay? What was that?
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
No, I'm not okay. I really don't even know what's happening.
That sound that he just made, that... Yeah, that's what he does when he knows that he's in trouble. And that's what he does when he knows he did something wrong. Gotcha, Nick.
This is okay. What did I do wrong? Huh? What
well,
exactly?
You sent the romantic package to Stephanie and not your girlfriend of 5 years, Tina. And the note said, "Baby, be mine." So let's just fess up. Why don't you just come clean? It's 5 years, dude, and you probably, you know,
save everyone a lot of time.
Yeah.
If you just be honest,
a lot of time and
point.
A lot of growling.
Okay.
Animal.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Him.
All right.
That's
fine.
Him.
Fine
that's
then.
Guilt.
Yeah. I've been seeing Stephanie. That's what everybody wants to
How
hear.
Long?
Here, huh?
How long have you been seeing Stephanie?
Is he kidding?
That? Is that a
Are you there?
Ogre?
It's been about 5 months, I guess, maybe.
Seriously, Nick, what is wrong with you? We live together. What is wrong with me? Oh my God!
You know what? It's not. It has nothing. You know, it's not me. What about you, huh? You're out here. You're ambushing me, huh? You don't. I mean,
yeah, don't try to turn the tables around. There's no need for that.
Nick, has there been others? I mean, Tina told us that you've had two cell phones for a while.
You're just putting everything out there now, huh? Are you going through my bags and stuff when I'm not around? What is this?
Nick.
No, I mean, you told me it was a work phone, which I knew was crap. I knew that was crap.
I can't take personal and work calls on a work phone.
Nick, this all doesn't matter. You had just admitted that you were cheating with Stephanie for 5 months. Why are we having this conversation about two cell phones? Growl on that.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Listen, as interesting and entertaining as you are, Tina, is he being dead serious with that growl? I mean, he really does that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is like a thing.
All right, well.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I used to think it was cute, but now I just, yeah, it's kind of one of those things I'm growing to hate, especially
right.
Right now.
So now it's over.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Tina.
I just want to know so I can get on with my life. It's just ridiculous. I
mean, War of the Roses will forever be known as the Growler.
Yeah, I know. Like, maybe you'll find someone else that will growl.
All right.
Oh, you kind of do it a little bit, too.
She probably got it from him.
No, I need to watch that. I don't sound like him.
Okay, all right. Well, Tina, thanks for reaching out for War of the Roses and letting us play this on the radio. We apologize that it ended this way, but let us know if you ever need anything, okay?
Okay.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Growler.
The growler.
How weird, man. There's a debate, though, that we need to seal up once and for all. Let's just break it down, you guys. We want to hear from both Carolinas. What's your thought on two cell phones? Shady or legit? And if you're saying shady, we need to know why it's shady. We know why you're going to say legit. I got one for work. Get it. But have you ever busted someone with two cell phones and found out that indeed there's shady activity?
704-570-9595. Also, get ready. Your chance at free money, commercial-free cash, comes your way in 3 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Commercial-free cash. We want to make you a little richer this summer. We are looking for caller number 9. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who is
Hello?
This?
Hey, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin. We gave you numbers yesterday at 8, noon, and 4. We're asking you for the total amount. Can you tell us what numbers we gave you at 8, noon, and 4 and the total?
I sure can. All right. The 8 a.m. was $3.99. Mm-hmm. The 12 p.m. was $182. Mm-hmm. The 4 p.m. was $255.
Yep.
And for a total of $836.
Robin and Charlotte, you just won $836.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I want to cry.
No, thank you. Thank you for being part of the MRL Radio family and jamming out to Kiss all day long. How'd you do it? What's your secret trick in winning this money?
Well, I set my alarm on my phone in case for some reason I wasn't paying attention. And mm-hmm. when it would go off, I'd make sure like I was really paying attention to the numbers. And then I just dialed as fast as I could this morning over and over and over.
Yeah,
I can't believe I got through. I just can't believe it.
That really is a great strategy, and that's all you need to do every single Monday as we go commercial-free right through the whole summer. So there's still some summer left, which yep. means we still have some cash left. But $836, what are you going to blow it on?
Well, I have a 5-year-old starting kindergarten, and then I have a 17-year-old graduate in high school. So I'm probably going to use it on them for school.
Great. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to the MR Radio family. We can't
you forgot
think-
the L.
MRL?
That's okay.
Yeah, you said MR yeah, Radio Family.
Is that really?
And she's standing right here.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh, MRL. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm all messed up. I saw something on TV, made me emotional this morning, and since then I've been off.
Well, thank y'all again. I love y'all show, and I love y'all even more now.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
Congrats. Enjoy, Robin.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Sorry, buddy. I just didn't want her to go off when we go to commercial that you just mentioned MR, not the L. You
I'm
know
not
how that
afraid
goes.
To go to commercial.
I wouldn't have said anything.
I really didn't even hear it.
It happens sometimes. I'll listen back to our podcast, you know, on a Kiss95.1 app.
Yeah.
And I'll say something entirely wrong. And I'm like, come on, Manny. You speak English. You talk for a living.
Welcome to my world.
Get it up, you know?
Yeah. Get it up.
Okay. I mean, let's go. Get your vocabulary up to par.
There we go.
Hey.
So, Loren, we had a War of the Roses, and Tina wanted to find out if her dude of 5 years they dated, Nick, was cheating. And not only did he do a weird growl, which you have to hear on our Kiss95.1 War of the Roses podcast, but he also has 2 cell phones. Can we solve it once and for all? Does 2 cell phones equal shadiness?
I mean, you already know what I think. Of course, I think it.
But doesn't
shady.
Dallas have a work phone?
No, he uses one phone for both.
Did he?
Sterling has a work phone?
He and does.
Yeah.
So when Dallas started this job, they gave him a whole nother number and a cell phone, but we just merged the 2 phones because nothing shady is going on.
So wait, by we merged the 2 phones, did you tell
she
Dallas?
She forced it.
She forced it.
There's just no reason to carry around 2 cell phones. First of all, it's inconvenient. Unless you've got something going on the side.
Says the woman who carries like a huge, enormous hockey bag purse.
Exactly. For all my stuff.
Did you make him change? Did he want to keep the other phone line?
I mean, I made it a point to say, like, why do you need 2 phones? I think, isn't that inconvenient for you? Here's the thing. I end up carrying the phone either way when we go out. And I don't want to carry 3 phones now because you have 2 of them.
Well, how does he call from the other work number?
It's all one number now.
The number you have reached has been forwarded to a new number. So now Dallas, when he gets like work calls, the person has to write down the new forwarded number. It's a whole thing.
Other than me and his mom, like nobody really calls his cell phone.
Jump on the debate, though. Does 2 cell phones mean that you're cheating? Yes or no? And obviously, if it's a yes, then you got to tell us the story. 704-570-9595. But likewise, defend yourself if you have 2 cell phones.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you could be a criminal, too. Burner phones.
Okay, Walter White.
I'm just saying. Nicole and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Nicole. 2 cell phones, shady or not?
Oh, well, okay. In this circumstance, extremely shady. My best friend, she found a compartment in her fiancé's truck, in the bed of his truck. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pop-up compartment, and it had a safe in there.
Whoa.
And he had left it, like, slightly ajar, so it was a little bit open, and she went to go into his truck to get something and noticed it and opened it up, and he had cash like a bunch of cash and a cell phone in there. And she obviously turned it on and went through it. And it turns out that he had been moving furniture for money on the side.
Whoa.
With
Whoa.
Girls and guys.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bomb drop.
Wow. Oh,
it was bad. It was bad, 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 bad.
I mean,
bad.
Like, how much was he making?
That's a piece of dirt.
That easy.
Like, seriously gross.
Well, yeah. I mean, man whore. I'll say it.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Yeah. Throw it out there.
I said man of war.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
he
Nicole.
Away. Like, she quit her job here. She lives locally. She moved away and moved to the West Coast. Like, she's gone. Like, she was so embarrassed. I mean, it was
she a
really,
witness
really
protection?
She shouldn't be embarrassed, but no. It does suck. Did she did she have access to the messages, or
she read everything?
So the phone didn't have a passcode after all that.
Yeah, after all that, I mean, she opened it up and read everything and saw pictures.
I hate that she felt the need
messages.
That she had to run.
That might have helped her, too, though.
Yeah, just to cut ties and be done with it.
Well, thank you so
much. I don't even know where he is or, like, or anything. He's not on social media anymore.
Maybe.
Anything like that. I mean, it's just, it was just so sad.
Crazy.
Like,
thanks, Nicole. So two cell phones, definitely shadiness for her. Roy, Loren, let's go to Jamaica.
Okay.
On line three.
Hi, Jamaica.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing well, Jamaica and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. Make me laugh all morning.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And love your name. So tell us, is it shady or not?
I think it's hella shady. I think two cell phones are hella shady. There's no reason for it. It's complications. It's just...
Okay.
It just gives you a reason to ask questions, you know?
And the work thing, Loren, just solved. If you have a significant other who says, I need two cell phones for work, there's a way around that.
Yeah, there's a way around that. You can make one phone. You should only have one phone. One phone number, one way to get a hold of somebody.
I don't know. Sterling has a work phone, and it's fine.
So,
is it? Or do you think it's fine?
Has the company logo on it in the background?
But isn't it more convenient? Here's the thing. There is nice about having two cell phones, one for work and one not, in like a Sterling case. Because on the weekends, when you're done, you leave that at home. And now you don't have to deal with work. But Dallas is kind of working all of the time.
Yeah.
So he's got to have that phone with him constantly, whether it's a weekend or not. So why would you carry around two phones 7 days a week?
Well, and also his company is like super secure. Just for Sterling to access the internet, the email, he has to go through all this hula hoops to access a certain server.
Right. So, I mean, nobody in here believes Sterling is cheating on you and using that work phone as a burner phone, but it's possible that people have two phones and one phone that significant other knows about.
I'm shadier than him. I have a safe filled with money and a gun.
Does he know about it?
And there's a passport in there. It looks like I'm like a double agent or something.
At a minute's notice, you're on the run with the cash and the gun. Jeez. All right. We got 12 phone lines. Six of them are filled up with people who say the phone, if you have two cell phones, it's shady. We would love to hear from someone who has two cell phones and wants to defend it. 704-570-9595.
You got to get up. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hendrick.
We want to send you on a summer vacation. Visit Florida wants you to find your beach with trips to Florida all summer long. Register online at kiss951.com and then listen Friday at 7:20 for your name. And that's when you call us back and you get your free vacay.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, let's bring in Laura from Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Trying to get to the bottom of it. Two phones. Is it shady? The majority of the people calling in saying, yeah, it is.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Laura.
So my husband has a work cell phone and a personal cell phone, and he didn't always have a work phone. So he had his personal phone first. When he got the work phone, he debated, switching over and just putting all of his social media stuff on his work phone. But then he decided, you know, if I do that, then the company can see everything that I do.
Yeah.
So he decided to keep his personal phone so that he can keep social media and stuff like that separate from work. And plus, like Lauren said, when it's the weekend and he doesn't need to worry about work, he can just leave his phone at home. But it comes in handy for me because he lets his phone die all the time. So the odds are better that I can get a hold of him because now he's got two phones.
So he's concerned that his company is going to see his social media. Is he doing something on social media or his phone that he shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, but like, let's say your photos, I mean, you take a photo, you want to own your own photo. You don't want that to be on your company property. Like, baby, your pictures of Cash, you want to have that photo, not
yeah,
the company.
But, I mean, why wouldn't I be able to take it off the phone or send it to myself on my computer or anything like that? Now, if you've got, I don't know, some photos that you don't want anyone to see on your phone, then I get it.
She is so,
well,
they're like,
do you
so
want
shady.
Your boss to see that you like F. Jerry posts every day?
That's a good Instagram account.
Yeah, F. Jerry's the best.
So, you know.
All right. So no shadiness going on, Laura.
No.
Okay. All right. There you go. I mean, we were just, it's a debate. Two cell phones shady or not. Unfortunately, Laura, you're in the minority. We could go to all these calls. We don't have time, but so many people say two cell phones is a red flag.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Manny, congratulations to you and Amanda on your beautiful baby girl, Ruby. I hope everything goes well.
So sweet. Thanks so much, Laura. Last night, I got about 2 hours of sleep.
Good.
So
yeah,
that's about normal. Well,
she's loud. She doesn't cry. She's just loud when she sleeps. She's got her eyes closed and she goes, meh.
She's a
grinter. Well, it is okay for her to sleep in another room, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's time. Yeah. All right, Laura, thank you good so luck. Much. All right, have a great day. Okay.
And our big boss, Walter, got you a baby gift.
I know.
His wife.
Oh,
his I play
wife.
Tennis with her. I have a better relationship with her than I do with him.
The big boss, Walter.
Smart, yeah. Very smart. Yeah.
I hang out with the wife and the son, Jack. I play tennis with them. It's awesome.
Yeah, so that way if our show ever get like, if they're like, hey, we got to cancel a show. Well, you can't get rid of the tennis partner.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So there's new details coming out about Demi Lovato's overdose. And they're thinking that what triggered her overdose was OxyContin laced with fentanyl.
Sure.
And it is a drug that she got from a drug dealer that she had been working with since April. He was actually at the house at the time of her overdose and fled when he saw her breathing heavy. Now, this is the same drug that killed Prince and Lil Peep. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where this is going to be an ongoing investigation. Aretha Franklin is reportedly in hospice care, and stars from around Hollywood are definitely sending their love. Everyone... Beyonce gave a little shout out to her on stage the other night, and people are thinking that it was her cancer that she found nearly a decade ago that has returned.
The queen of soul. She's awesome, Aretha.
And Joe Jonas spares no expense when it comes to his birthday. He spent his 29th birthday in Miami and ran up a $10,000 bar bill in Don Julio champagne and vodka.
Hey, sounds like a Lauren type party.
What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
Okay, so I love this hairband. It's not like your traditional hair tie. It's called Ponyo, and it helps your ponytails look thicker and more fuller. And it doesn't stretch, it bends, but you've got to check this out. It comes in a ton of different hair colors, so you can match it to your hair color as well. And we'll have all the information for you up at kiss951.com.
Cool. If you missed it earlier this morning, we've got to replay it for you. It's an amazing piece of audio of two comedians playing a joke on the LA LA County Council meeting, complaining about how house parties should not be banned. And wait till you hear, the cops were called after a man was chased by this animal.
Oh, wow.
It's not big. We'll discuss it all coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
So yesterday around this time, Manny went to producer Nicole for some fashion advice.
Yeah, I guess he found some jeans in his closet that he didn't want to wear anymore, and he thought he would cut them into jorts. So he went to Nicole, who is his resident fashion advisor, and asked if he could wear them, if it was still cool.
Which I'm proud of him. That's innovative, and it's been done before, but I did tell him that I think there's an age limit to that.
Yeah, age of... appropriate, I think is the word that we used. Yeah.
Could you do it, producer Nicole? Could you get away with doing it?
Yeah, so I did. I haven't done like actual jeans cutting into shorts. I've bought jorts. So I have jorts, but I've found that I can only wear them with certain things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like certain things I wear them with, it doesn't look good.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's be the judge. We have Manny getting undressed in the hallway.
And he's put together a whole outfit, by the way. So I'm pretty sure we're going to get a shoe change, a shirt change. Well, he said yesterday he was bringing in a whole outfit. So.
Earlier, I just saw him walking around with his pants unbuttoned. Oh, maybe. So I don't know.
I see him waiting at the door.
Cue the music. All right, we got the runway music. Here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Manny wearing jorts. Hey.
Oh, you don't even have shoes on. You look like a farmer in those jeans.
Yeah, like he's about to go up there and stuff on some wine. You know, some grapes. Yeah.
You work at a winery.
Hang on, look at you,
I can't hear the music playing.
Come over here.
It better be RuPaul's work.
It is. At the bottom, they're not even.
I'm not mad at them.
All right, go back to the microphone.
Can you see?
Yeah.
I can see
it. Let's see. Come over this side.
That's disappointing that you like them. I was like, I'm going to get roasted out of the room, but at least it'll be good radio.
Yeah, no, I don't hate them. I like them better when you rolled them, if they were even. I don't like them unrolled.
What shoes do you wear with this, though?
What?
Do you wear a Chuck Taylor? He said Chuck Taylor's. He's got his blue Chuck Taylor's. But I think, he's rolling his pants
up. No, I'm a fashion model right now, all right?
Like, do you wear them with Vans?
Yeah, I would say Vans. Like regular Vans or slip-on Vans.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh, now he's on the desk.
He's
Are
on
you going to dance up
Whoa!
There? Let's go, cover
there,
girl.
Now everybody can get a good look.
Yeah, this studio is not really
I'm
good.
I'm not mad at them. I'm really not.
I'm not
right?
Either.
I told you.
I'm not either. They're just not even. I need to... Can you take them off and let me recut them?
Oh, you just said the magic words.
Take them off?
No.
Why'd you do that? Oh, you did it. No, she's taking them off.
I meant later.
Don't take them off. It's under her shoulders.
From today's show, listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the KISS 95.1 app. 5-1.
I'm still sitting in my jorts.
They look good, buddy.
Thank you. They're a little tight. That's why I put these up.
Weren't they skinny jeans before?
So like slim fit, yes.
Slim fit
gap is where that's what I go to.
And the whole point in you cutting them was because they didn't fit?
Well, and plus, like I already had I already have like kind of the shade. So these were the older ones. So I bought new shade in a skinnier fit, which, by the way, my wife loves the look on like a tighter, skinnier cut than like a straight cut jean. It just looks better on me
because
I'm short. So if I wear something that's like extra, you know, not baggy, but not as tight, it makes me look really short. So I love like Gap, free commercial, but Gap has the good jeans. The problem with the Gap jeans, though.
What's wrong?
Does anybody care about this? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never really been to Gap.
Okay. I mean, the pockets on the back are huge. Like, look.
All right. Let me see your butt.
See?
Oh, wow.
Like the back pockets on Gap.
I don't think they look abnormally large. It's not like, what's the other one? Lucky Brand has those huge pockets.
Yeah.
Me and your hand can fit inside there.
I mean, to put it in perspective, you could fold a board game and put it in my back pocket and it would fit comfortably with room to spare.
Yeah, they're just assuming you're going to have a big booty.
I have a nice, I feel like my butt's my nice part.
Yeah, it's like
your best asset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd give it a...
Thanks.
Evan.
Hey, I'm just glad that I thought I was going to get roasted out of here.
Really?
No, we liked it, bud.
Thank you. My full look, by the way, with the shoes included, are up at the MRL show. I made my... because not everybody could pull off the look. I don't know. I see certain guys wearing it, and I'm like, it looks really cool. My wife's like, you can't do it.
Right. Like, Sterling can do it. I cannot do it.
Sterling's...
I know.
Sterling's got a good body.
I know. I don't. I wear jorts, and it looks like I'm like... I don't know, about to go mow. You know, like
the Hulk.
The
Hulk breaks through his clothes.
Yeah, like you need the big baseball socks, the tall baseball socks to go with it.
All tattered and torn.
Yeah. It doesn't look right on me.
Well, maybe I'll wear this look on Friday night when we do our third annual Back to School for Teachers 2 party.
I can't believe it's already here.
Blackfin Friday night, y'all. Where's the teachers? Where are you guys? You know, it's not just about kids when it comes to back to school. The MRL show, we care about the teachers as much as we care about those kids.
And we're going to show our appreciation to you. Just take your teacher ID to Blackfin and Ballantine this Friday between 5 and 7. We're going to have 95-cent appetizers, going to have drinks. We're going to have a trip to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that is huge. Someone who is there is going to enter and win a trip to Costa Rica.
And we've done this event for 3 years now, and it's just gotten bigger every single year. Like, even our giveaways at the event are bigger.
We sent someone to the Panthers-Broncos rematch.
Uh-huh.
First game of the year a couple years ago. Last year, someone went on a cruise.
Yep.
Wasn't it like a Disney cruise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And after we call our winner, by the way, you're going to be required to dance to this song.
That's not true.
We won't make it do that. But if you want to.
How do you not when you hear this song? How do you not just want to like
Vogue? Boom,
boom, boom. I love RuPaul, man. I love her music. What's another song? Hang on. There's a song I
don't
love.
Know. I only know this one. Oh. Like House of Style or something. Do your thing.
There you go.
On the runway.
I love this song. That's a good beat, man.
It is a good one.
When I'm watching RuPaul's Drag Race, this comes on. Makes me want to be a drag queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is from Charlotte, North Carolina, Anita Biscuit.
Hey! Woo! Me dancing.
Remember I gave you that whole list of funny drag queen names?
Oh,
they're awesome.
They're great. They're great. Anita Biscuit's mine.
Patty Cure, I think, was one of them.
Patty Cure. But this has like a Daft Punk vibe to me. You know?
So I don't know. Supermodel's still my favorite, though.
And I believe, and I don't know why we're not doing it, but I think we should flip the radio station this weekend because it's Pride to be like, I don't know, gay 95.1 or something. Pride 95.1. And we should play like RuPaul and a bunch of good music.
We do play a bunch of good music. You just have to throw in like RuPaul and stuff.
Yeah. Like It's Raining Men. You know, all the stuff that you find at the gay clubs.
Is that what you find at the gay club?
It's Raining Men is very stereotypical.
That's what I thought.
That like it comes once. Yeah. Once. And then it won't come back.
What's the other one? This one's good. Hold on. Same era as Supermodel, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, it's George Michael.
Mm-hmm. He always had hot models in his videos.
Yeah.
My type of model, Roy.
Oh, not
the
my
female
type?
Kind, yeah. Yeah. Although there were guys, too. Honestly. Do you remember this song?
No. Well, maybe once it kicks in. I'm trying to wait for it.
Yeah, I don't know it.
No, I don't think I know this.
Yeah, you don't hear this at...
On Kiss.
Or on Kiss, yeah.
Our boss is about to come running in here, and he's going to freak out.
Wait, we're just pitching the idea of Pride 95.1.
I love it.
I do, too.
This is the winner. This is George Michael's best song.
Oh, Freedom,
with
for
all
sure.
The supermodels in the...
I don't know, man. I love Don't Let the Sun Come Down on Me.
Yeah, with Elton John.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah. You know what they play a lot at the gay clubs? A lot of Taylor Swift.
Yeah?
Like, I remember I was at Argonne a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure I heard, like, 4 Taylor Swift songs in an hour. And how many songs can you play an hour?
What's the 12, what's the 13? New karaoke
for
joint?
For us, too.
Is that Argonne?
For us, too.
Yeah. Our show played 2 an hour. We played 4 under protest.
Yeah. I don't know what the new one is.
Didn't you say there was a new one? Is it Argonne?
Well, Argonne's been around since like 2015.
But is it the one that everyone's going to now?
It is it's a new thing. Okay. Yeah, it's a happening thing. Oh, really? We're just going to go through the George Michael album?
I mean,
what
why
is
wait
this?
To the weekend to play it's awesome not, Pride music?
I mean, it's not like George Michael is the gay. I mean, not every song is the gay anthem for
George
him.
Michael was out back in the 80s when, like, only Boy George was the other one, by the way.
Yeah.
Elton John, but not even, like MTV era. Like, George Michael was the thing, dude. And, like, he was gay, and it was, like, awesome. I thought it was awesome.
So get this. I used to do a weekend shows on this adult contemporary station, which is kind of like K104, and we would play a George Michael song, and I would call him Boy George. Because I didn't know the format. I didn't know the music at all. Like, that's Boy George. You're on Q99.
Did you even call?
Oh, dude.
One day, a program director was like, I don't know if that's like your nickname for him, but there's also an artist called Boy George that you don't need to...
Culture Club, Roy. He was just
Culture
here.
Culture Club.
Boy
yeah.
George. Okay. All right, you guys. We do want to see you, though. Let's not lose track of what we're talking about.
Back to school for teachers, too. That's what we were talking about.
Kind of took a veer off.
This Friday, if you are a teacher, if you know a teacher, come. It's a party that's getting bigger and bigger every year. Ballantine Blackfin, 5 to 7.
Be there, be square.
Or more George Michael for you.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.